Good morning. It's Coast 93.1, The Blake Show with Kelly and Todd. She says, I am not going on a girls' trip because I'm tired of their conversation.
It's awesome.
So what topic, before I tell you the whole explanation.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of single people, especially single women, probably feel the same way.
Oh, yeah.
But the question here for you is, what topic are you just tired of in your friend group or in your family? What is the topic that you're like, I cannot relate to these people anymore, that keeps coming up? 79 Coast, call or text us, 792-6278. She says, I'm supposed to go on a girls' trip with my friends, but I do not want to talk about marriage and babies for 3 days.
Yeah.
They've known each other for over 10 years. They're a group of seven. She's 27 years old, and she's like the single one in the group.
Yeah.
She says, it feels like the only thing we talk about is people's upcoming engagements and weddings and babies.
Yeah.
My friends don't show an interest in what I've got going on, and I have a lot going on, unless it's about dates.
Yeah. Oh, my God, she's so right.
Right?
Oh, yeah. I was a single one in my group of friends for a very, very long time, and they were all the same, having babies, getting married, and I didn't find anything in common with them. And actually, that was right around the time that I joined the band, and that was, like, the best thing for me.
Right.
I went on the road with seven dudes. And
right.
But, like, but I was, and that's all that they talked about. And now that's all I talk about. So, yeah. I mean, I get it. Because that's what's going on in your life. But she's right when she says that the only thing that matters to them is, are you dating anyone?
Right.
Have you gone on any dates?
That's all they want to hear
about.
That's
all they want to hear about. Yeah, so she's right. Girls trip after a few days anyway.
This is great. She says, on the last trip, one of the women talked about her breastfeeding plans for over an hour. Despite not being pregnant, nor even trying.
Oh, my God.
At the time.
Ugh. Yeah, I mean, I know that I'm pretty much female, but I don't. Sometimes a girl's trip is just
too much.
Yeah. Like, it has to be short and sweet.
Well, I think,
like, an overnight, maybe two, but
I wonder if it's because it's like, you know, once the girls can get together and really, like, dish, like, talk about their stuff. You
yeah.
know?
Yeah.
And but sometimes if you're not in the same phase of life,
no,
it's stuff that doesn't relate to you.
No. And, like, I don't know. You want to get the girls tipsy so the real stuff comes out. You know
right.
what I mean? You want to get.
But even so.
Yeah.
If they're not asking you about anything in your life aside from. Right?
Awful.
Yeah.
Yeah. You just feel left out. I mean, and then, I mean, we've talked about this. It's like the evolution of life. It just, that's how it happens with your friends. You're going to have times where you mesh with them, where you don't, and then you'll get back with them, and then you won't. And it's just. That's just how friendship works. Oh. Not everyone's on the same plane.
So we just had this conversation, so sorry you're tired of it, but someone texted us, the topic I'm tired of is the bear versus man in the woods conversation. So, and this is a big viral thing, right? Like, you know, mm-hmm. would you rather be alone with a bear or a man if you're alone in the woods?
Yeah.
And she goes, I am so tired of the men in my life being so butthurt that I would choose the bear.
Oh, my God.
Get over it.
Huh.
I'm choosing the bear.
Yeah.
Someone else posted on our Facebook page where we've got this topic up. Nicole says, I am so tired of Taylor Swift.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. I think Taylor is becoming more divisive.
Well, I think just people are exhausted over it.
Right.
It's been nonstop. Since her tour,
right.
it's been nonstop.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I get it.
Yeah.
Well, see, that would be me. I wouldn't have anything to relate to when talking about Taylor Swift and a group of girls.
Right.
I would just be like, we actually talked about her this weekend when I was with friends.
Yeah.
And they were all chatting about Taylor, and I was just like, I just looked at my phone. Do, 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 do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I probably talk about her more recently than I did before. I'm like slipping into Taylor group.
You are.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about your friend group? What do you, like, what do guys talk about?
When, straight guys? I have no idea.
No. Poo-poo. Not them. Not them. The gay men. What do you guys talk about?
Oh, you know.
Would you get sick of it being on 3 days?
Oh, yeah. I have one particular friend, and all I hear about from him is his dates.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, okay.
Okay.
Great.
Right, and you love them.
It's do you have like, another topic that has some depth?
Mm-hmm.
Because your dating life doesn't.
Yeah.
Did I say that out loud?
Yes.
Ooh, whoops.
Shade.
Well. Seven-9 Coast, if you want to jump in on this and tell us a topic that you are tired of hearing about. And man, this is a reminder that especially for women, there's a certain age where it starts to become all about family stuff, babies,
totally.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's where a friend group can easily splinter.
Absolutely.
Easily splinter.
I think it's very, very common.
But that's not the only topic. Babies and engagements and wedding plans. What else? What other topic are you so done with? Like Jamie on our Facebook page says, the gym. Just do your workout for you. No one else cares.
Oh. That's true.
Okay.
That is true.
What topic are you tired of hearing about? So someone else texted that too. My wife started going to the gym and now it's her whole identity.
Yep.
She goes on and on about macros and RDLs and all this stuff.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally. I know. I'm sure people are sick of me talking about it too. I get it.
Yeah.
It annoys me too when other people do it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, you know, when you get excited about something and you want to encourage other people, hey, look what I found. This is great. You know, it's easy to go overboard.
Yep.
Let's see. Let me go to David. David, what are you tired of hearing about?
My sister doesn't vote, but all she talks about is Trump.
Oh, God, that would drive me crazy. Same.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we say that every year. I say that every election. You should vote. And if you don't vote, then shut up.
Yeah.
Well, her theory is I have the freedom of speech, so I can talk about it.
Oh, God.
Oh, God, David.
She sounds annoying, David. I'm not going to lie.
I hate it.
All right, David. Thanks for calling.
All right, thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Another text that we got. I'm sick of people who are complaining about their marriage but never doing anything about changing it.
That's a good one.
That is a good one. That happens a lot.
Yep.
I think especially between women. Guys don't talk as much about their marriages.
I don't think so.
Even gay guys. I mean, I guess we do, but I think that's very common among women is to say, oh my God, my husband did this. You know,
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, no, I definitely think so. And I think it reaches a point where it's like, okay, we got to do something.
Right.
Or you need to just deal with it.
Change.
Yeah.
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 But yeah, if you're not willing to make a change, including in yourself.
Yep.
You know, like it's not, there's never a case where one person is 100% of the problem.
No. Mm-mm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know what? Okay. That's funny. We're getting some funny texts now. Topics you're tired of hearing about. There's a friend, someone texted this. There's a friend that is always talking about the next business venture that they've discovered. I don't care.